Title, Shuffled Percussion Over Straight Break Chords Advanced. All right, welcome in. In this lesson, we're doing a very specific modern drama and bass trick, a straight, authoritative break core, and then a shuffled percussion layer sitting on top that gives you movement, funk, and that roller momentum without turning the whole drum section into a sloppy swingy mess. Think of it like this. The core is military. The tops are drunk, but on purpose. And the art is making those two coexist. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar drum system in Ableton around 172 BPM with three parts, a break core that stays straight, a percussion shuffle layer that gets the groove treatment, and a drum bus that glues it together without killing transients. Let's set up the session first. Fast but important, set your tempo to 172 BPM. Create an audio track called Break Core. Create a MIDI track called Perk Shuffle. Make a return track called Short Verb, and then group Break Core and Perk Shuffle into a group called Drum Bus. The reason we do that grouping is simple. We want independent control over straight versus shuffle, and then we want one place to glue them together later. Now the mindset before we touch notes. Lock your reference points before you get fancy. Your anchor events are your snare backbeats, your main kick, and any call hit that defines the phrase. If it would change how someone counts 2 and 4, it's an anchor. Anchors do not move. Your movers are hats, shakers, Foley ticks, little rims, ghost perks, and pre-snare pickups. Those can move, and they should. Cool. Step 1. Build the straight break core. This is the anchor. Option A, which is usually the best for DNB character, slice a break, but keep the timing straight. Drop a break into break core. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever fits your vibe. Then right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slice by Transients. Either built-in or warp slicing is fine. Now in the resulting drum rack, program a 1 or 2 bar pattern that is tight and on grid, especially the snare on beats 2 and 4. That's the spine. Then quantize the MIDI, select all notes, hit quantize, set it to 1/16th, amount 100%. No kinda. We are deliberately making this core straight. Option B, if you prefer one shots, make a kick and snare pattern with the snare clean on 2 and 4, and if you add ghost bits from breaks, keep them tight. The listener should be able to hit nod to the core even if the shuffled layer is muted. Now, tighten the core with warp discipline. This is one of those advanced but unsexy steps that makes the whole groove work. If you're using the audio break directly, set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and keep the envelope low, like 0 to 15. Lower envelope is tighter. You're minimizing tail stretching and accidental swing. If you slice to MIDI and quantized, you're already safe. The main rule, don't add groove to the core. The groove goes on the percussion layer, not on the backbone. Optional shaping on the break core track. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to clear useless sub rumble. If it's boxy, a small cut around 250 to 400. Then drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch minimal. Boom subtle if you want weight, but don't overdo it. Then a saturator with soft clip on and just 1 to 3 dB of drive for density. Now we build the fun part, the shuffled percussion layer. On perk shuffle, load a drum rack. Put in a tight closed hat, a short open hat, maybe a very short ride if you want, a shaker or some Foley tick, and a ghost snare type sound like a rim or click. And I'm going to stress this. Choose short, percussive samples with clear transients. If your layer is basically hiss, it won't groove, it'll just mask. Now program a straight bass grid first. Straight first, always. Closed hats on 8th notes or 16ths. Occasional offbeat open hat, light percussion to fill gaps. Also start varying velocities now. Don't leave everything at 100 and pretend you'll humanize later. The groove will feel better if you already have a dynamic pattern before you swing it. Now we apply swing using Ableton's groove pool, but controlled. Open the groove pool and drag in something like MPC 16 swing. Try 55 to 62. You can also use SP 1200 grooves. Or, if you have a shuffled top loop you love, right-click it and choose Extract Groove. That's a great way to steal feel from a reference. Apply that groove to the perk shuffle clip. Not the break core, just the percussion. And here's a practical starting point in the groove pool for DNB tops, timing between 60 and 85%, velocity 10 to 25%, random 5 to 15%, but be careful. Too much random turns into late and lazy, not funky. Bass usually 1/16th for DNB. Teacher tip. Use swing as a relationship, not a number. A groove at 60 can feel tighter than 55 depending on note density, how much you micronudge, and where your accents are. So here's a workflow I recommend when you're serious about control. First, Apply the groove only for timing. Set groove velocity and random to 0 at first. Then manually set your accents with MIDI velocity. After that, add a tiny bit of groove velocity, just to color what you already decided. That keeps your groove intentional. Now, groove alone usually isn't enough for that elite roller pocket, so we micro time. Zoom into the MIDI on Perk Shuffle. We're going to nudge specific notes, not everything. General DNB micro timing guidelines. Closed hats can sit slightly late for swagger. Ghost perks can also be late, but vary them so it feels conversational. And an occasional tiny tick can land slightly early to create pull, like it's leaning into the snare. Here's a simple method. Take every second or fourth 16th hat hit and nudge it later just a hair. Not a full grid step, think small. If you're thinking in milliseconds, it's the vibe of about plus 4 to plus 12 milliseconds. You don't have to measure it. Just zoom in and move it until it feels like it's sitting behind the kick and snare, but still pushing the bar forward. Then add one or two very quiet shaker hits that land just after the kick, but before the snare. That creates roll. One big warning. Anything near the snare, like rim ghosts, cannot be too late or it'll read as a sloppy flam. If you want ghost articulation near the snare, often slightly early works better, and pitching it a little higher and keeping it short makes it sound intentional. Late plus low often sounds like a mistake. Now, quick advanced alignment trick. Clip level groove, note nudges, and track delay are three different tools. Clip groove gives a consistent swing culture. Manual note nudges create conversation around kick and snare. Track delay is for coarse alignment, where you want a whole percussion layer to sit back or forward without rewriting MIDI. A great starting move is to put track delay on Perk Shuffle at something like plus 6 milliseconds, just to sit it behind the core, and then do the per note nudges inside that pocket. It's like you set the pocket first, then you write the details. Next problem. Shuffled tops can blur your snare, so we make the shuffle obey the snare. The fast method is sidechain compression on Perk Shuffle keyed from break core. Add a compressor on Perk Shuffle. Enable sidechain. Select break core as the input. Set ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 40 to 90 milliseconds. Then set the threshold so you're ducking maybe 2 to 5 dB on snare hits. Listen for it like this. You don't want to hear pumping. You want to feel that the snare suddenly has more space. Cleaner version. If you can, do two compressors. One keyed mostly to snare. One keyed lightly to kick. If you don't have separated kick and snare tracks, keep it general and tune by ear. And here's a pro alternative when you don't want to lean on compression. Shorten note lengths. A lot of smearing is simply hat tails stepping on the snare transient. So shorten hat and shaker note lengths, or in simpler adjust the ab envelope with shorter decay. That can achieve a natural duck without any sidechain at all. Now let's separate straight versus shuffle in frequency, because cleaner mix equals heavier groove. On Perk Shuffle, add EQ8 and high pass somewhere between 200 and 500 Hz depending on what's in your percussion. If your hats are harsh, dip a little around 7 to 10 kHz, or consider a dynamic tool like Multiband Dynamics compressing only that band. Don't flatten the whole top end or your accents won't speak. Optional auto filter for motion. Subtle, not a nightclub sweep. Then add saturator, 1 to 4 dB drive with soft clip-on to get grip and density. Then utility width, maybe 120 to 160%, but check mono. And do this check like a grown-up. Turn the monitoring quiet and hit mono. Ask yourself, does the snare still feel like the loudest arrival? Do the tops still push forward without sounding behind? If the groove disappears in mono at low volume, you probably over-widened, over-layer, or your top layer is more noise than rhythm. Now glue it. Go to the drum bus group. Add a glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Light. You're not mastering the drums here. You're just making them speak together. Optional drum bus on the bus. A little drive. Maybe 1 to 3. And transient up plus 5 to plus 15 if you want extra snap. Optional limiter is safety catching peaks, not smashing. Now arrangement. This is where advanced grooves stop sounding like an 8-bar loop and start sounding like a record. Try a 16-bar structure like this. Bars 1 to 4, core break only, minimal hats. Tease it. Bars 5 to 8, bring in the shuffled hats, but maybe low pass them at first so it's dark and sneaky. Bars 9 to 12, add the shaker, occasional ride stabs, tiny fills. Bars 13 to 16, pull a little negative space. Mute the shuffle for an eighth note right before a snare, or do a 1-beat dropout at the end of a 4-bar phrase. On bar 16, beat 4, you can drop a hat layer or do a short fill to set up the next section. A really effective advanced move is groove as tension and release. Automate the groove timing amount on the shuffled layer. Restrain swing early, more swing in the middle, then pull it back slightly right before a drop. When the listener relocks to the grid, the drop hits harder without you adding volume. Also, think width by section. Intro can be wider tops, narrower core. Drop can be more controlled. Core forward, perks slightly narrowed. Tiny automation moves, not extremes. Let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid the classic traps. Mistake 1. Swinging the whole drum group. Your kick and snare lose authority. Keep the core straight. Mistake 2. Too much random in the groove pool. It becomes late and lazy. Mistake 3. No ducking or envelope control on tops. The snare stops punching. Mistake 4. Overlayered hats. 3 bright hat layers plus shuffle equals fizzy mess. Use fewer, better samples. Mistake 5. Shuffle clashes with bass rhythm. If your bass is very syncopated, simplify the shuffled perk so the groove reads. Now a couple darker, heavier DNB tips. If you want that techie roller thing, make the shuffle darker. Gently shelf down from 12 to 14 KHC and add grit with saturation instead of brightness. Add one metallic industrial tick. Quiet, swung late. 1, not 100. That can make the groove feel expensive. Use reverb as a rhythm tool, not a wash. On your short verb return, use a really short room. Decay around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then EQ the return. High pass it between 300 and 800 Hz. Low pass between 6 and 10 KHZ. You can even gate the return after the reverb, so the ambience is per hit instead of constant. And if you want menace without ruining clarity, do a parallel crush just on the shuffle. This audio version is shortened for playback.